Well, having sort of brought the father into the poem, I could go back then and read. It's funny, I haven't read this poem to an audience for a long time. And of course, the problem with what we call occasional poems, you know, poems written to an occasion, is that they wear themselves out. And in 100 years, you have to have PhD candidates explain what the subjects are being referred to. But in spite of the fact that this is an old poem, the references seem almost yesterday. The New York Times, as I'm sure you know, is something that's kind of prideful to get up in Boston. You get it delivered. That means you're really an intellectual. So there's sort of, you know, there's sort of that overtone to it, too. And this is called The New York Times, and the title runs into the poem. The New York Times. Comes rolled, a hero sandwich, 300 miles north of its printing. Unfurled over breakfast gives weight, volume, gravity to the puffball bellies of the world's waifs. Mouthfuls of bad news in with the cornflakes, Suez to Saigon, Prague to Biafra. The bacon is warped as, the coffee is black as the day of my father's death. Sundays, my father, hairs sprouting out of the V of his pajamas, took in the sit-downs, picket lines, Pinkertons, Bundists, Lend-Lease, under his mustache. In with the hash browns, in with the double-yoked, once-over lightly eggs, mouthfuls of bad news. Nothing has changed, Papa. The same green suburban lawns, the same fat life.